It's the legend of Sarah Winchester.
Sarah Winchester was actually the inspiration for my whole book. She was the daughter-in-law of Oliver Winchester, the Rifle King. She suffered a lot of misfortunes. And the legend holds that she was a spiritualist who came to believe that she was being haunted by the spirits, the ghosts of everyone killed by Winchester rifles, which unfortunately, even by the 1880s, was a fairly large number. Out of this guilt, the legend holds, she moved to San Jose, California after her husband Will died in 1881, and she bought some land and she started building. She built a house that would become the largest private residence in the country, the most expensive to build. It had 200 rooms, and it made absolutely no sense. She had builders working on it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She would build staircases that went to the ceiling. She would build passages that went nowhere. She would build over rooms that she had earlier built and then just forget about them. She did this nonstop until her death in 1922. And the legend holds that she was either being instructed by the spirits to build in this way, or she was building as some kind of strange absolution for this blood fortune that she had inherited. So that is the ghost story, and I never was able to determine if she indeed thought herself to be haunted. I do think she's more like an artist, and she had a message to convey to us. And that message is that she is a counter legend to the gun legends in America. She is the legend that stands against the gunslinger story. She is the legend about gun conscience.
Pamela Hogg with the legend of Sarah Winchester.